Welcome to this brand new episode of the Marketing Technology Podcast. This podcast is hosted by Mark van Horik and myself, Elias Krum. We're both from Marketing Guys in the Netherlands. Welcome, Bruce Rawley. Bruce, on the Marketing Technology Podcast.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Bruce, you're the founder of RS Marketing, based out of the US, and you're you offer outsourced marketing services. And I'm looking forward to hear your story because, as I found out, you started around 2010 in the middle of, let's say, the recession that we had. So, yeah. I'm curious to hear your story there. So, go ahead.
Well, we started the business in 2010. My partner and I both had a long history of working in marketing and agencies all around the world. I've worked in Asia and Europe and the U.S. And my partner has worked in New York and Kansas City here in the U.S. And we found ourselves at the bottom of the Great Recession with a lot of different business owners that we knew who were all asking us how they could get back into marketing without spending a bunch of money and having to hire a whole team of people. Because in 2010, people weren't really sure, you know, what was going to happen next. And I think lots of people reached out to us and we put together this idea that we would sell people a subscription service to have an outsourced marketing department that would enable them to get back into marketing without hiring a whole bunch of people themselves. Mm-hmm. And that's really where the idea started. And we gained a bunch of clients, and then we ourselves quickly learned how complex things were getting, because I also look at that time as really the beginning of the renaissance, if you will, of marketing automation. It was really the beginning point of when we started to see so much automation starting to happen, from the website to email to texting to social and the ads and so many other things all starting to come out and need to fit together. And that's what led to the growth of our business, because what we learned is that even after we came out of the Great Recession, clients kept coming to us because they were simply overwhelmed by the complexity that was happening on a monthly basis. New things were coming out and people were overwhelmed. And we made the investment every month to keep up with buying new, signing up for new technologies, paying for training, hiring more people who could specialize in each of the different areas of marketing. Something that our clients weren't willing to do, but as long as we continued to go deeper and deeper and provide a full range of resources, we attracted more and more clients. And today we have over 40 specialists here that work across all different types of marketing, and we provide a flat rate service, a subscription, if you will, to companies all over the U.S. and several outside of the U.S. now.
So cool. Are you mainly in B2C or B2B or a bit of both?
You know, I think it is a bit of both. And I think the common factor across our clients is that they understand that marketing can create real value in their business, but they don't feel confident taking it on themselves. And they don't even necessarily feel confident or perhaps feel the need to hire 100% of a marketing director to work for them. If they're going to pay $100,000 or more, certainly, to hire someone just to get started, I think that's really daunting for many of these companies. And they can be quite large. Many of our clients are well over $100 million in sales, but they didn't necessarily get there through marketing. But now they understand that they need to get better, particularly at marketing automation, because they see competitors, you know, nipping at their heels, biting away at their market share by using new techniques that really challenge their existing share in the market.
So, and how do you, let's say, pick the right solution for them then? Because on the one hand, you're helping them basically on a subscription service by delivering them the marketers, right? So the specialists, the over 40 people that you have there, but you're also right. using tools and automation. Are you using different kinds of automation, or what? How do you select the right solution for your customers? Because they're different ones, right? So B2C or B2B.
Well, for sure. So, you know, it is a very dynamic marketing automation environment right now. So you have to be willing to constantly accept change in this market. I would start by saying that, because we are, at the same time that we are mastering and working in all kinds of different types of software, whether it's software that automates our buying online, programmatic buying, whether it is you know, more complex email systems that allow email to go out in a drip fashion, or in a fashion that's based on actions that they might take over time, or whether it's simply using software to dig through their customer data to develop better profiles for how we can better identify and match new customers based on the customers they have. All of these and more are constantly changing. So we're learning the ones that we have, and we're mastering those at the same time that we are constantly out looking and evaluating new platforms that are coming in that might offer new things. That's the broad answer. The specific answer is we subscribe constantly to a range of technologies. We try to make sure that those technologies integrate with each other, because integration is the key for us. And integration that doesn't require a software engineer here to work for 6 months to create an integration is really important, because we don't have 6 months, and our clients don't have 6 months to wait for these integrations to happen. So I think the number one thing that we look for is a collection of software that all integrates together naturally, rather than through some sort of forced API integration. We do API integrations, but we really try to avoid them as much as possible.
Okay, so you're looking for all-in-one solutions, Dan, or ecosystems, or?
No, I think we're almost always looking for ecosystems. I know that we shy away from all-in-one solutions, because what we have found, and I'd be happy to be proven wrong, but we have not yet found an all-in-one solution that delivers, that is exceptional on all the different things that it does. So most of those all-in-one solutions are pretty good at a few things. Maybe they're really good at one or two things, and there's a lot of stuff that they, you know, are sort of lacking in. So what we try to do is look for the best-in-class solutions that have already built integrations yeah. with other major software platforms. That's probably the number one thing, because if they're not open to integration, we just rule them out altogether. And if they're an all-in-one, we try to put them through their paces to figure out where they're very good and where they're lacking when we evaluate them.
So you're looking for best of breed solutions with native integrations to other solutions, right?
And bingo. That's a perfect way to say it. I'm going to copy that in the future.
Yeah, it's what I preach all the time. So it's like you have listened to the podcast before, but I would say a lot of customers end users tend to fall into this pitfall of an all-in-one solution and say, hey, that's nice. You know, we'll buy that product and that has automation and chatbots and email marketing and forms and on all the stuff included and CRM, etc. Whereas I would say if you have the ones with the best of breed solutions with the native integrations, those are way better. So if you take a chatbot, for example, I'll kind of name some ones and that I know of, but if you take a solution like Marketo and you combine that with a chatbot from Drift, and you take the native integration to MS Dynamics, that's way better than an all-in-one solution. I absolutely agree.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, most of these people looking for the all-in-one, of course, they're hoping that their marketing unicorn can operate it for them. A marketing unicorn is what we call the person, the one person at the client's office who they believe can do all the different things really, really well. Mm-hmm. And this person is almost impossible to find, like a unicorn.
Yep.
If you happen to find one, good for you. The odds of you finding two or three and being able to scale up your business is very, very low. And that's why I think a lot of people end up frustrated there. And we added this last year, we added 3 to 4 new client subscriptions. We onboarded every single month. All of that really driven by the fact that companies find it frustrating to keep up. Even if they've got a person on staff, that person doesn't have the bandwidth to do it all.
You need specialists. Yeah, that's
you
have them. So that's a good thing. So what I'm also curious about is the number one challenge for your customers, because it's on one hand you're saying, hey, it's hard for them to keep up with all the technologies, but on the other hand, it's just they have a challenge in reaching their goals, right? Be competitive, how to differentiate yourself from your competitors. What would be the number one challenge you would say overall that your customers have?
Boy,
it's a difficult question. So potentially you need to give different answers.
I'm going to cheat and I'm going to divide my customers up into two different groups. So about half of my customers, they're in an established business and they're trying to defend and grow their market share. Mm-hmm. They find it very difficult to walk away from and abandon their entrenched systems which tended to be very simple. Like, we'll go to this trade show and we'll buy people drinks and we'll get business. And moving to understanding the complexity of what they need to move into in order to move into marketing automation and the kind of efficiency that they can achieve there. It's so difficult for them to get their head around it. And put all the pieces together. On the other side, we have challenger clients or clients who are trying to break into a particular segment or industry. And these are people who really do understand that they can, if they can adopt marketing automation and true segmented efficiency, they can really do some damage in terms of challenging the established players in an industry. And the difficulty for them is simply speed. It takes a bit of time to put all these things together, and it takes a bit of time to build audiences and then expand those audiences. And I think they find that most difficult thing is moving as fast as they want to move, because they, of course, are worried that the established players are also trying to get into this space.
Mm-hmm. So, if this is a difficult environment, I would say, for them, this marketing automation, they start using it. And as you're saying, you're actually saying something very interesting there, in a true segmented way, because in my experience, a lot of people start using marketing automation just as a way of, let's say, enhancement of email marketing. So they used an email marketing tool like MailChimp or whatsoever, or maybe a more sophisticated one. But marketing automation to them during the first year is just enhanced email marketing. And I would say the basis for true successful marketing automation is segmentation. And I hope that 2020 will be a year in which people start using and taking the next step in marketing automation. What do you think about that?
Oh, for sure. And one of the things that we've been encouraging clients that come in and they've got a MailChimp account and they've got 5,000 records in there and no segmentation. And so one of the first things that we try to do is put together, again, this is about using different things, right? So we can, if we're working with something as simple as MailChimp, we can integrate that with SurveyMonkey, and we can use surveys to try to start building out a segmentation of their group in MailChimp. That's something that we can build that's automated, that actually already starts to create segmentation in an account that already exists. And I think that gives some clients some relief that they don't have to start over completely again and say, oh, we didn't segment it. So, you know, does that mean our list is useless? No, we have lots of ways to work on segmenting these things out and getting more information.
So let's say I have this this challenge, and I'm currently a company using MailChimp. I have 5,000 records there. Those need to be segmented. But basically for 2020, I have a goal, and it's what a lot of business owners have is growth. They need to grow their business. They need to have more leads using some kind of marketing technology, whatever it may be in their eyes. What will be the number one thing to start with, in your opinion?
Well, the number one thing to start with is an understanding that they have to be capable of juggling or spinning plates, if you're familiar with the idea. Mm-hmm. They have to be able to spin a lot of different plates at the same time, because if they're spending all of their time trying to capture conversions at the bottom of the funnel, mm-hmm. there's a limit to what they can do there, and it tends to be expensive if you're just trying to buy these leads at the very end of the funnel. And so the most difficult thing is coming to an understanding that you have to have conversations happening constantly at every stage of the funnel. And that doesn't mean that we can't be buying some leads right now at the very end of the funnel, mm-hmm. but we also have to be building out for example, the segmentation of your list at the same time that we're still trying to harvest that list. So we're trying to do all of it. The answer is not or, the answer is and, right? It's not do I do this or that. It's no, unfortunately, you have to do this and that.
Yeah, and this is exactly why you need this best of breed solutions with integration. So for example, if you want to have your marketing automation and insight in your results, and from top of funnel till bottom of funnel, you need to have a CRM integration. And it's not like a simple integration, but a true integration, native integrations, that like the ones that the true players offer, I would say gives you a complete overview real time of how many people are top of funnel, how long it will take them to take to the next step in the funnel, how much revenue is attributed to the pipeline by the marketing department at any given time, and how much revenue is being generated by marketing in the end. So you need a CRM integration there. And I see still a lot of companies that don't have these integration, and just CRM is just one of the integrations you need. I would say you need also integration to the ads, etc.
And then of course you're going to need a dashboard, and there are several great products out there.
Yeah.
You're going to need a dashboard that can integrate all of these different platforms into one dashboard. So you can start to, you're not shifting from tab to tab to tab trying to compare notes.
Exactly. So this is exactly what we also preach. So I'm glad we have a counterpart on the other side of the ocean here. So that's what we preach at marketing. You need some real-time dashboarding there in order to keep track of your KPIs in real time, because the old-fashioned marketing agencies would just give you a monthly report. And I usually say that could be like 30 days too late, that report. If something changes at the beginning of the month, you don't want to know at the end of the month. You want to act immediately.
Also, I don't want my client to have to call me to get their information. I mean, they certainly can call us and we can have a conversation about it if they have questions, but I want them to be able to click and pull it up on their screen. If they wake up at 2 a.m. and say, I wonder how that, our website traffic is doing in relation to social, or how are our ads in social driving conversions? Yep. I want them to be able to just click on a link and pull it up and look at it. And if they got questions, they can send the questions to us, but they shouldn't have to wait for daytime, and they shouldn't have to wait for us to point things out to them.
Exactly. So that's just some really useful information that you shared. And I think, specifically the things about best of breed and how to start using segmentation in your marketing automation, have everything combined in your real-time dashboard. That's a few steps that every marketer should take. I would like to conclude this whole interview by I would like to hear some of your recommendations on best of breed tools that you would suggest marketers start using either themselves or through you. What kind of, let's say, best of breed solutions would you like to point out?
Well, sure. So, I have found, I've been very impressed with, and for a lot of clients, working with some things that they might be surprised at how basic they might think they are. So things like MailChimp and SurveyMonkey, they work well together. They've got a lot of native integrations. Sometimes people are surprised when we ask them, are they using QuickBooks? Because we want to make sure, especially if they're doing e-commerce, we want to make sure that we can integrate all the way across with something like QuickBooks, which people tend to think of as very basic, but it has lots and lots of native integrations that we can work with. We use agency analytics for our dashboards, and clients really love the simple look of those and the fact that we can customize each one for them very easily. So we love using that on the other end of the spectrum. I also have found that some of the interesting things that have happened in marketing is how far marketing has, of course, extended into the sales process, right? So we're trying to connect in all the way with things like QuickBooks, but that means we're also looking at quoting or invoicing tools that can integrate. So if we're looking at something like here at RSM, we use a product called Quotient. It's a very simple little quoting tool. But we love it because it integrates with QuickBooks. It integrates actually so that when we send out it has a lead generation link on it. So if someone wants to order something from us online, they can order it. The quote comes through to them. They can approve the quote and pay for it. And then it automatically shows up. It connects up to QuickBooks. So there's no, it's all native. It also native, that particular product also, every time someone requests a quote, it asks them to give a review. It then integrates the reviews into future quotes. And it also moves their email, integrates their email through a native integration to MailChimp. So you can start to see how something really simple like a quoting tool can can become, which people might not always think of as marketing. They might think of it as a sales tool, but something really simple like well, Quotient is a very, very basic solution. It's very inexpensive. It's very basic, but it has native integrations to all these other things. And so it becomes really the key for us is people are getting these quotes and approving quotes and making payments. And it's all then in a, it's sending the information back to our marketing dashboards so we can see what these, you know, what these people bought, and even segmentation that happens in MailChimp. We know when that email comes through to MailChimp, oh, this came from an approved quote. So I now can segment this person in my MailChimp list as a customer that bought from me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so thank you for those hands-on tips, because usually, as you mentioned, they might seem simple, but you know, it's just about how to use the solutions right. Because MailChimp, for example, is a great solution, and a lot of people just use it in a very simple way. But the solution has very intuitive, but also very intelligent solutions in there. You can do some automation. You can, as you said, you can hook it into many other applications through native integration. So great. Thank you very much, Bruce, on sharing those tips. We're going to put those in the show notes as well, of course, so people that are listening can find the links to those tools in the show notes, which we'll put there. And again, I would like to thank you very much, Bruce Rowley, for being on the Marketing Technology Podcast.
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Marketing Technology Podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a review on iTunes and subscribe to our iTunes channel. Also, if you want to be interviewed on this podcast, or if you have any questions on marketing technology, send me an email on e.crum@marketingguys.nl. Thank you.